Thank you, Larry, and happy Sabbath to everyone and everyone online. It's good to see you all. Well, I wanted to, I titled the message, talking about nature, a neutral nature, a carnal nature, and a divine nature. I wanted just to go through that a little bit to get a little, background, maybe hopefully help us clarify a few things from God's Word. I want to discuss what they are, how they originated, and how they are completed. I mean, we use the term human nature quite a bit, don't we? Where is that term, those two words together in the Bible? They're actually not. They're not there. Mr. Armstrong used to talk about human nature all the time, okay? That exact phrase, those two words, are actually not there. Mr. Armstrong actually coined that term, human nature, and he defined it as carnal nature, which is in the Bible, which is the mindset of Satan. And he describes that, the carnal mindset of human beings. In his book, Human Nature, Did God Create It? It talks about the initial attitude of Adam and Eve, and talks about a neutral nature as well as the carnal human nature and how that developed. Let me read a section here. The church has had its own definition of human nature over the years. Mr. Armstrong says, there may have been the physical and mental nature of self-preservation, such things like with Adam when he and Eve were created, but they did not have this evil nature of self-centeredness before they sinned. Man was not created with that type of nature. He did not use the psychological nature of the human flesh and call it human nature at that time. He went on to explain in the booklet that something happened in the minds of Adam and Eve, and when that happened, both of them took on an attitude of rebellion against God. Satan is rebellious against God. So others define human nature as the basic nature of man from a psychological point of view, which is to think and reason, you make decisions, but that's not how Mr. Armstrong defined it. Just wanted to put that up front. We're going to discuss that, because sometimes you'll hear messages, you'll hear human nature, you'll hear carnal human nature, and so I just wanted to touch on this a little bit. Mr. Armstrong describes human nature as being enmity, hostile towards God, which originated from Satan. That type of attitude originated from Satan. Though human, and I'm quoting again from his book, Adam and Eve did not have human nature when created that was an insert, and I actually got this statement from the Home Office. Adam and Eve did not have human nature when created, as the church explains human nature, and we've always discussed that God doesn't create anything evil. God describes his creation as being very good, as in Genesis chapter 1. So, in the beginning, when Adam and Eve were created, we would say they had a nature that was neutral. They had not partaken of the tree of life. They did not receive God's Holy Spirit. And they had not chosen to disobey God yet. They were both created, and then they understood they would need to make choices after receiving instruction from their Creator. Mr. Tuck talked about that in the mystery of iniquity a couple of weeks ago. When Adam and Eve chose to disobey God by listening to Satan, that's when They received a carnal mind, the mind, the influences of Satan. That's the carnal mind. Jeremiah 17:9. I'm going to read you these scriptures. We don't have time to turn to them. You can jot them down. If you want my notes, I'll send them to you. Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart is deceitful above all things. So it's saying here, our very nature. Our nature, okay? We also have a divine nature. We'll get into this in just a minute. So our very nature is deceitful and desperately wicked, and who can know it? So we see through Scripture that we also have to wrestle with the prince of the power of the air. Romans 8:7 says, the carnal mind, which is the fleshly mind, the human mind, is enmity against God, influenced by Satan. It means hostility. It's not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So again, when did this all happen? As I've been discussing, this happened when Eve and Adam listened to Satan, the deceiver. Eve was deceived. Adam willingly disobeyed. It's when they chose to listen to Satan. God did not create Adam and Eve with a nature of rebellion. It's only when they sinned did they begin to have a carnal mind. That's what human nature, that's what Mr. Armstrong was referring to when he said human nature. It's the carnal mind. It's the mind that's enmity against God. Mr. Armstrong described it as in 1 John 3:4, the transgression, sin is the transgression of the law. So Paul says the human mind, which is the carnal mind, Satan's mind, is not subject to the law of God. We just read that because it says the mind is not subject to the law of God. Satan's mind is not subject to the law of God. And he wants to influence that into us. He doesn't want us to be able to be subject to the law of God either. So the closest term that we have in the Bible to human nature, as Mr. Armstrong described it, is the carnal mind, as I just read in Romans 7. Again, the carnal mind, the fleshly human mind, it's enmity against God, which means hostile. It's not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be, because they, Adam and Eve, disobeyed God and received the mind. That mindset was there. It influenced them. And God shut off the tree of life. He says, nope, as we heard in the first message, you're not going to, the spiritual understanding to grow and learn from me, you're cut off. Because you chose, after I gave you the instruction, to listen, to be enticed by your own desires. So the history of the carnal nature that's been acquired because of Adam and Eve's sin. And we'll read Romans 5:12 here in just a minute. But if we accept that term, the carnal human nature, if we accept the term carnal human nature to mean the proclivity of a human being to choose to sin, which includes deception and a willingness to sin, shows a heart, our core, a mindset of being enmity against God's laws. And that's how that was acquired. Now, let me just real quick here, Genesis 1:26. Did Adam and Eve have this proclivity from the moment of their creation to want to sin? Well, God said, let us make man in our own image, according to our own likeness. In verse 31, God saw everything that he had made. Indeed, it was very good. And then we know God commanded Adam to eat of every tree of the garden. Just don't eat of that tree, of the knowledge of good and evil. Don't do it oh, the tree of life, you're welcome to eat from that and learn more about me. Grow in my spirit, Holy Spirit, have my divine nature. But if you choose to eat from that tree, which I told you not to, you will not have that divine nature. Don't eat it. Listen to me. Just understand that I created you and given you life. In the beginning, Adam was obedient to God, whatever short period of time that was. Nothing indicates that Adam had the presence of evil or hostility or a rebellious attitude when God created him. God told him, hey, there's the animals. I want you to name them. He was obedient. He did that. They weren't kicked out of the garden. They had this opportunity to choose. They were learning. And it's like a baby. You know, they don't know how to discern between right and wrong, good and evil, until their mind develops. God was working with them, working with Adam, and Adam was teaching Eve. And God says, you shall not eat of every tree. We talked about that. That's in Genesis chapter 3. But the tree of life was initially fully available to them to go eat from, to start learning more spiritually. But since they listened to Satan, the spiritual growth and understanding was cut off. It was cut off. And so then there had to be a Savior to come in, and God had this plan from the beginning. But with the cherub was put at the entrance of the garden, the flaming sword to keep them from them or anyone else being able to come back in and receive God's Holy Spirit. You know, this tree, you know, this desire, this opportunity, you could come and learn from me. I'll give you my spirit. But then, since they listened to Satan, they acquired this carnal, hostile nature that Mr. Armstrong used to call human nature, as Paul calls it, carnal human nature. He calls it the fleshly nature. Let me read to you Genesis 3:6. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, because she's listening to the serpent, that it was a tree desirable to make me wise. Wow, I don't have to, wow, this is, she's listening. She took of the fruit and she ate. And she also gave to her husband, and he ate. So she chose to listen to Satan's, you know, his talk. It was persistent. And hearing his lies, she chose to believe him instead of God. And don't we see that today? The eyes of them were both opened, Genesis 3, verse 7, and they knew they were naked. And they saw that their nakedness was shameful. God did not create things to be shameful of, or to hide yourself from the Creator. So soon as they disobeyed God, gave in to Satan, they had this mindset, this enmity, this hostility to God, and Satan starts infiltrating all these thoughts in their minds to hide from God, to be afraid, even to be ashamed. And this is what Satan has done. He just continues to deceive people. Oh, you can do what you want to do, and you know what? You can still live forever. Yeah, you can live in hell. Yeah, you can be on my side. It's a lie. Everything he says is a lie. Rather, there's always an alternative to obeying God, to go against God, to be hostile to him, to be enmity against his truth, his ways. All human beings, or I guess the question would be, are all human beings with carnal human nature, that is enmity against God, still capable of choosing to do good things? Because we see people in the world doing good things. Oh, we see people open the door for people. People serving others. People giving of their time. Adam and Eve listened to Satan. Let's look at this. They were cut off from God's spiritual laws because they chose not to eat from the tree of life, but instead they listened to Satan. So they are deceived. They have a carnal mind. But some people plumb to deep depths of following Satan. We see evilness, but we do see others trying to be good. People can choose to be good, yet at the same time, Satan sways the whole world into his way of thinking. To be selfish, to focus on the self, to get way of life, this comes to be habitual and becomes the way that people reason. So currently, man's nature now is carnal. As we read in Romans 8:7, it's fleshly. But originally it was not created in that way. Man chose to follow Satan instead of God, Adam and Eve. And so, because of their disobedience, it became subject to us as human beings on this earth. Romans 5:12 says, therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all have sinned. And since that, mankind has been cut off from God's Holy Spirit, except for those whom God calls. No one can come to me, God says in John 6:44, unless the Father, Jesus Christ says, unless the Father who sent me draws them to me. No one can know the mysteries of God unless God opens their eyes. Jesus Christ made the statement to individuals that were religious, that kept the holy days, that tithed, kept the commandments. He says, you are of your father the devil. And the desires of your father you want to do, you still want to be carnal. You still want to be hostile to me. Referring to Jesus Christ, he says. You want to kill me. So the unconverted are of the devil and his desires. And they can still do good things. But they're still going to be judged, as we heard in the first message. Just like we're all going to be judged. Must repent and be obedient to God. Ephesians 2:2 says, in which you once, this is Paul, walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the sons of disobedience. Those who are disobedient to God's word, his laws, his commandments. So Satan, the devil, is called the prince of the power of the air, and he works on everyone's minds. He works on your minds, and he works on my minds as well. We'll go through that here in just a minute. So that's the question. After we are baptized and receive God's Holy Spirit, and we have God's divine nature, because that's when, you know, his nature is working with those he's calling. And those who respond and are baptized and receive God's Holy Spirit to that process of repentance. And we talked about that on Pentecost. Do we still have a carnal human nature that we need to wrestle with? I think we know that we do. And we can still desire to not want to obey God, but then Satan is just there to pounce on that and to push it even more. That's why it says in Ephesians chapter 6 to put on the whole armor, be defensive, fight him in his thoughts and his ways. 1 Corinthians 2:12 says, Now we have received not the spirit of the world, because we have God's Holy Spirit, all right? But the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. So we move forward with God's Spirit by rejecting Satan's influences. Satan has deceived the whole world. We're told that in 2 Corinthians 4. We're told that in Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. And we've all sinned. And we all fall short of the glory of God. But we can repent. Those who have God's Holy Spirit are overcoming their carnal human nature. We're overcoming that hostility to God. Because our nature, you know, we still wrestle with that. We Mr. Armstrong used to say, half of you don't get it. You know, he's referring to, you guys, do you get it? Do you see what we need to be overcoming? How subtle Satan is. How our minds can be carnal if we're not rejecting Satan's ways. If we're not overcoming our carnal human nature, which is Satan's nature, if we're not overcoming it and being converted, we're not converted. There must be a radical change in our lives. When we are first called and receive God's Holy Spirit, we are so excited. We are like the two witnesses. We want to tell everyone. We want to share it. Some of us, we're afraid. We want to put that information, that light under a basket. We don't want to. We were told today in the announcements, we're told in the first message, the gospel's going to go out. And then Christ is going to return. Is he coming down here on the earth? Or is he using human beings? Is he using the body of Christ? Unity builders to cause growth in the body. That's what he's doing. Every part does its share, causes growth in the body. We're unity builders. Promoting God's way of life and living it. Overcoming our carnal nature. Standing up for what is right. We are growing. You should see growth in your life. If you're not seeing growth in your life, we need to get on our knees. We need to be asking God to get rid of our carnal human nature and not wanting to put his laws into practice. Not wanting to allow his son to be with us and help us to overcome all our sins. Look at it in that way. This is a process of our whole life. We should be looking back and seeing growth. Yes, as we go on, you'll start seeing gradual growth. In the beginning, it's you're on fire. You can't get enough. Whatever God says you're going to do, you want to do, and you want to share it. That should still be there. And whatever God shows us, we apply and put into practice to overcome our carnal nature, to use his divine nature. Salvation is not a process of perfecting the old man. We'll never be perfect, but it's the process of perfecting, getting rid of our old nature, our old ways, our old thoughts, the carnal mind, and replacing it with God's divine nature. It's coming to that understanding, as Christ says, be perfect as my Father in heaven is perfect. It's having that mindset And through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, we can be made perfect every time we repent. Because we are growing and perfecting ourselves by overcoming the carnal nature and having God's divine nature through his Holy Spirit to change. So after baptism, that carnal nature, that enmity against God, Satan is still pushing at us. It's still there. So don't be frustrated. Someone told me on Pentecost, I'm just going to wait until the kingdom comes before I change because it's too hard to do so now. That won't work. Our time is now. It is hard on our own. But with God, all things are possible. So we have that process of repentance. We are to progress. We're not to be conformed to this world, but we are to be transformed. How? By the renewing of our mind to get rid of Satan's carnal nature, Mr. Armstrong used to call human nature, right? Get rid of it. It came from Satan, and we want God's divine nature. Paul did write to the church in Corinth, to the church who had God's Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 1 says, "Brethren, I could not speak unto you as spiritual, but only to you as carnal." I can't speak to you spiritually because you are of the wrong mindset. Verse 3, "For you are still carnal. Where there is envy of one another." So he's talking about these characteristics of Satan. There's envy. Satan wanted to take over God's throne. He wanted to be in charge. There's strife. As Satan was part of that strife, he wasn't unified and following God. There was division. Satan caused division. You are carnal. You are fleshly. You are sons of disobedience, which you were called to come out of. I will turn over to, as we begin to wrap this up, let's turn over to Galatians chapter 5. Because that's how the fleshly mind operates, which we are to overcome. Yes, we still get those tendencies, but we are not to be practicing them. We are to be repenting of them and growing in God's divine nature as we make the right choices. Galatians 5, verse 16. Let's see if we can wrap this up here. Galatians 5, let's start verse 16. Paul is saying, "I say then, walk in the Spirit," God's Holy Spirit. This is what we've been called to do. Walk in God's Holy Spirit. Make the right choices. "And you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh," the carnal mind. You won't fulfill the prince of the power of the air. Because he was disobedient. He was the author of sin. "For the flesh, the carnal mind, lusts against God's Holy Spirit, and God's Spirit against the carnal mind." That's what's going on in here. "And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish." We struggle. "But if you are led by God's Holy Spirit, you are not under the penalty of the law." Okay, so if you're working at this, every time you repent and you put God's ways into practice, you're making those changes and you're asking for help, well, guess what? We're on the right path, right? We're on the right path, knowing that Satan is there. He's doing everything he can to get us to go his way. "But the works of the flesh," the carnal mind, which is enmity against God, which we wrestle against, "are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contention, jealousies, outbursts of wrath." You just look at these. "Selfish ambition, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice, we do these things, maybe not to the extent, but we do have outbursts of wrath. You go through here, there's things in here that we think evil of others. Such things will not be inherit the kingdom of God. So we must repent. We must battle. We must conquer his influences. And verse 22, but the fruit of God's Holy Spirit, not fruits, it's fruit. The fruit of the Spirit, of God's Holy Spirit, it produces agape love. It produces a joy of a relationship with each other that powers us through our relationships because we want our brothers and sisters to receive eternal life. How we apply that, put it into practice. That's the joy we receive from God's Holy Spirit. And they have peace, not the peace of the world. Go get a gun. I'm going to save myself. There's going to be peace. How we make peace by saving ourselves and battling? No. We could go through this, suffering long. God suffers long with us. He's patient with us. He's working with us, and he wants us to make it. He expects us to have the same mindset, his Holy Spirit, his divine nature that we received in us at baptism. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified. They've killed. They kill the self daily, throughout the day. The flesh, the carnal human mind of spy, that's Satan's mindset. We're killing them off. We don't want that nature. We're responsible for what we do. And we cannot make the excuse that Satan made me do it. Yeah, he puts the pressure on us, but we choose with its passions, because we have a passion to go against God. We struggle with that. People will still sin in the millennium, and Satan will not be there. People will sin in the second resurrection, and Satan will not be there. People have a choice. At the end of the millennium, Satan is released and people follow him. Oh yeah, I want to go this way. They didn't want to internalize God's way through his Holy Spirit by being taught by the bride, by Jesus Christ. They didn't want to learn that. Like the sand of the sea. So it's talking about a large number. But if we live in God's Holy Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. We walk with him. We don't ask him to walk with us. Meaning, well, God, can you do this for me and you do that for me? If it's against God's will, it's not going to happen. We walk with God and we seek his will. So let us not become conceited to our own understanding and our own ways and why aren't things happening. God shows us what we need to be doing. We are not to be provoking one another, envying one another, because that is a carnal mind, and that's what Satan does. So how could we summarize this? If I could summarize this, it's something like this. What is human nature? Well, the phrase human nature exactly is not used in the Bible. There are different understandings of this term. You can get on the internet, and you'll see different understandings of it. It can be confused with the nature that God created in humans at birth. And Mr. Armstrong talked about, well, there could be some types of things that, thoughts that go with that to make sure you know how to care for yourself. It was a mind that they could still reason. Okay? But historically in the church, Mr. Armstrong constantly used it to describe the changed nature of Adam and Eve after their encounter with Satan, a carnal mind that is hostile to God's nature. And we wrestle with that. We need to defend it. Through deception and a willingness to disobey from a neutral nature, Adam and Eve, not exposed to the Holy Spirit or having rejected God, Adam and Eve believed Satan's lies and then they sinned. The human race still sits under the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, deciding for themselves what is right and wrong without God's divine nature working with them. False religions all over society, all over the world. Scripture tells us that that is the case. I didn't get into that. Those are false religions. They are not Christians following Jesus Christ. They think they are, but they are deceived. They're sons of disobedience. They're sons of Satan. The world wants to kill the two witnesses for teaching the truth because they want to hold on to that nature. They don't want to let it go. We are to grow in grace and knowledge. Upon full repentance, God gives us the gift of His Holy Spirit, and we progressively overcome and replace the carnal nature to become His child, His sons and daughters, not sons of disobedience. Sons of disobedience can still do good things, but they are not obeying God's law. We find that God did not create Adam and Eve as evil or good, but created them as neutral, where they could choose one way or the other. Humans continue to have free moral agency and thus will always be capable of choosing which way to go. However, in God's plan, all human beings will eventually be offered God's divine nature, which is represented by the tree of life, which they are now under the carnal nature that's enmity, hostile to God, which Satan represents. The gift of God's Holy Spirit is God's divine nature that provides a way that will facilitate our resurrection into the kingdom of God. So let's apply God's divine nature. He's given it to us. We have the mind of Christ. Satan is there with his mindset as well. We battle it, but let's not give in to him. We have to be close to the return of Jesus Christ. Brethren, we have been preparing, some of you for many years. We're hearing these words. Are we putting them into practice? Will we be ready as a thief in the night when things break? Well, are you afraid? Are you fearful? Are you ashamed of God and His ways? Well, if you are, then you are practicing and still under the hold of Satan the devil. Break everything you have to do. If you have to fast, draw close to Him. Get on your knees and cry out to Him. Replace that carnal human nature with God's divine nature. And God will forgive. He will help. Brethren, let's do that. Let's do it. Let's be in God's kingdom. Let's be what God has called us to be. I hope this helped. I might do a part two. I'm not sure. But I think this is a good setup for what we start to talk about regarding Paul and the law and these different things. So. With that, we'll have one more congregational hymn, and that's it.